Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 11th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We want to welcome our May patron. Thank you to Matthew P. Thank you so much for your support. Matthew's really showing up in force these past few months. I really appreciate it. I've always liked myself a good Matthew. So thank you so much. Sorry about last week. I know I said we were going to have Gamers In, and unfortunately, Jocelyn was feeling ill when we went to record on Tuesday, and we were going to reschedule. I think the original plan, based on our timeline scheduling, our schedules matching up, we were going to record Friday, and then when we got to Friday, it was like, wait a minute, maybe we should just wait till Tuesday. It's a bit late in the week, and really, like, all the news we had built up would just reset, and we haven't really been playing a lot of new games. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So we just figured, hey, let's just talk Tuesday and we'll have stuff to talk about. So for me, in terms of games, I'm still playing XCOM Chimera Squad. I'm almost done with that one. I talked about that last week here. Still going strong in it. I think I'm on my third and final investigation. It kind of gives you the option of which factions you want to investigate in City 31 right off the bat. So I'm on my last one there. And I'm guessing after the third one, it unveils the big bad, and then you've got a couple of final missions to go through. But I'm still very much enjoying it. The only thing I'm a little bummed about is that it has kept me away from the actual tactics, the other tactics game I was really looking forward to playing, which was Gears Tactics. And unfortunately, that one's going to be a little further away as well, because thanks to the unveil of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I've been jumping back into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Now, originally I was thinking, oh, I'll check out the DLC. I never played it, and the season pass is half price on the Uplay store. But you have to have at least... So you don't have to have finished the game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, to play it. But it is post-game content, the Atlantis stuff. You can jump in with a pre-made character, but then I was like, oh, well, there'll be spoilers. And I was like, you know what? I'll just play Assassin's Creed Odyssey, get a taste for it, you know, and wet my whistle for the long wait until holiday 2020 for Valhalla. It's probably what I'm going to go play right after recording and posting this, but I'm really enjoying my time back in Odyssey. I never finished it. I found the issue with that game, as well as Origins, is that there's just so much to it. It's so dense, you know, in a way where, you know, I remember our conversations about Breath of the Wild, and it's like, it's just so, you know, I really liked Breath of the Wild. Justin's concerns were that it was very boring, it was very open and very quiet. I liked that because it allowed me to kind of just get to my point and do it and adventure at my own pace. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is like, there's stuff over there, there's stuff over there, there's stuff on your way there, there's stuff behind you, there's stuff coming at you, there's stuff, you know, in the menus, it's just everywhere. There's something to do around every corner. And the great thing about it is that the quality varies from pretty good to excellent in terms of the content they're throwing at you. So you feel bad for skipping stuff they're throwing at you, because it's all so well crafted in a way of most open world games. It's like the scale of quality for that sort of extra content varies from not so great to pretty good. In this, it feels like pretty good, you know, really good to awesome. I know my scales are jumping all over the place, but it's late on a Monday night and it's been a long day, so bear with me. But I will say this, I'm trying to focus in the game just to get a taste, and even then I'm coming across quests where it's like, well, you don't want to do this until you've got 15,000 drachmi. And I'm like, well, shit, I only got 5. So I guess I'll do some quests. And that led me down a rabbit hole. But still playing it. And I'll probably talk a little bit about it, not this week, but maybe next, since we have so much news to catch up on. And outside of what I discussed last week, there's been a couple more announcements in terms of Summer Games Fest. There's an unveil of a new game Tuesday morning. There's a presentation Wednesday. And then there was another thing announced. It was Game Guerrilla Collective or something, which starts Tuesday as well. So there's lots of announcements coming out. And there was some stories out about E3. Oh, and by the way, Ubisoft announced their digital event in July 12th. And there was a story about when E3 got canceled that a lot of the announcements that would have happened to that core 3-day period have now been spread out from May to August. And we're starting to really see that in that some of these events have pulled back to May. Some of them are moving into July. Nintendo might have theirs so far into August. So there's a lot of like announcements coming out. So I for one, I'm looking forward to chatting about those announcements, because really, like, there's not a lot of new games. Like Joss and I were talking, we're going to try to cover Elder Scrolls Online. Their new expansion coming out is called Greymoor, and it's very much based in the Skyrim realm. Skyrim is a game that sort of launched this show. Skyrim and our love of Zelda, you know, Skyward Sword, now mind you, similar to Breath of the Wild, one of us really liked it, one of us could have done without it. Jocelyn did finish Breath of the Wild, not a big fan of Skyward Sword though. So we're gonna probably talk about that. Jocelyn was planning on checking out Elder Scrolls Online, and I think for me, I do love Skyrim, so I kind of want to jump back in on that. So we'll talk about that. That comes out on PC May 22nd, June 9th, for consoles. For Summoner's Call, we just had the new Fallen Banner Heroes return with Dark Burdens, the new banner for the Fallen Heroes. And then more game clubs. So I had a doozy of a chapter 14 with Ephraim, and it took 2 days to finish it. And I know I had some people in Discord who felt my pain, kind of letting me know how difficult chapter 14 is for a lot of people for various reasons. So it was good to hear that. But that show will be posted Tuesday, and then we'll have Gamers In posted on the feed Wednesday. As for upcoming events, Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, which was coming out for PS4 and Switch, has been delayed. The developer stated the work from home orders have sort of caused some hitches, and they don't have an update on the release, but it will be, they'll try to post some information soon. So that's not coming out. It was originally supposed to come out tomorrow. It's not coming out until we know more. The Wonderful 101 Remastered on Switch comes out on the 19th. Maneater is coming out on the 22nd. That's a game where you play as a shark and you eat people. It's a shark RPG. Minecraft Dungeons is coming out May 26th after a month-long delay. It was supposed to come out late April. Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath. This is a brand new edition. This is an expansion to Mortal Kombat 11, a paid expansion, coming out on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC on May 26th. That one includes a guest character, RoboCop, so look forward to that. Dungeon Defenders Awakened on PC May 28th. BioShock The Collection, Borderlands Legendary Collection, and XCOM 2 coming to the Switch on May 29th. And finally, Nintendo's last scheduled on the docket first-party game, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition on Switch on May 29th. We have no further releases confirmed by Nintendo, so welcome to E3. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.